This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
The Blue Angels fly a show just about every week from March through November, and we caught up with them in North Kingstown, Rhode Island at the National Guard Air Show. This is just their second show since returning from a short break after their lead pilot stepped down. This is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Lieutenant Rob Curley, Blue Angel number 4. Lieutenant Curley, do you guys fly the same show every time, or are there variations?
The only adjustments we'll make are based on weather. So as you can see today, kind of a low ceiling. That would be our flat show. If the ceiling improves enough, we can do our low show. And that a low show includes all the rolls, and then our high shows are most where we'll do the rolls and the loops and the full deal. But we can adjust our show based on weather. So it's still exciting for the crowd, and everyone gets something out of it. And we'll do everything we can to fly as long as the weather cooperates.
And are there other maneuvers that these jets are capable of that you'd like to see added into the show, or are you pretty much doing what's available to you?
We're doing what's available to us. These are pretty impressive airplanes. They're the same jets that we're flying off of aircraft carriers and flying out of Iraq and Afghanistan right now. We just have a shiny paint job. So these are great airplanes. They're very useful in combat and all our operations overseas. And we try to demonstrate that to the American public by showing what the power that they have, the ability to maneuver, and all the other fun things that we get to do in formation flying upside down.
Can you talk to me at all about what happened this summer with the team being grounded for a few weeks and how you're recuperating from that?
Definitely. We had a lower than acceptable maneuver in Lynchburg, Virginia. We regrouped as a team. Our former commanding officer did a very honorable thing and decided to step down on his own, and we brought back last year's commanding officer, Boss McWhorter. We went through a modified training syllabus to sort of get everyone back up to speed, and it just shows kind of the adaptability and flexibility, not only the Blue Angels, but all the Navy and Marine Corps, because it's nothing different than our troops and our sailors and Marines are seeing overseas as they constantly adapt to a changing environment.
And how did you get to be a Blue Angel? How did this all come to pass?
Well, this is a dream come true of mine. I applied. You go through an application process. You have to meet 1,250 hours, which will take an F-18 pilot about 8 years to accumulate. And then you apply. You go through an application process, an interview process, and I was very, very lucky that I ended up getting picked.
How long do you get to do this gig?
2 to 3 years. It's only 2 years for me. So last year I was Blue Angel number 3. This year I'm number 4. And at the end of this year, I move on back to the Navy. And it'll be bittersweet because ultimately we all signed up to fly off the front end of an aircraft carrier, deploy with our Navy and Marine Corps. So it'll be great to get back to the fleet, but it'll be tough leaving the Blue Angels.
Yeah, I would imagine. So will the Blue Angels always be these airplanes, or is there any future in the works? Will there be new aircraft coming into the team?
You never know. We actually don't know. Right now, these airplanes are doing great. They're very well maintained, and like I said, these are the same airplanes that our sailors and Marines are using overseas and off of aircraft carriers. So it's a very versatile airplane. It's the F-18 Hornet's been around for a while, and now they have the Super Hornet that the fleet is using, and we'll see kind of where the future leads with new airplanes coming online.
Okay, our readers at avweb.com are mainly pilots, so maybe you could give us a little extra technical detail about this aircraft and what it's like to fly and however much you want to tell us.
Definitely. Well, the F-18 Hornet's a fly-by-wire airplane, so what that means is rather the controls are all digital. There's no pulleys that when I move the stick and I get feedback in the control stick, it's actually digital feedback. It's not necessarily the force on the ailerons or the stabs. So it's all fly-by-wire. It's a very, very fun airplane to fly, very powerful, which allows you to kind of fly it in a lot of aspects. So it's very slow and very fast. As far as technical aspects, these jets that we have here are normally we'll have a gun barrel in the front. We take out that gun barrel. We put a smoke oil canister in there, which is what you see when we have smoke coming out the back. You can see the wings are very slicked off. A normal F-18 Hornet will have pylons on it, which we will hang fuel tanks, bombs, missiles, things that we'll use in combat. So with these things slicked off, this kind of becomes a sports car, if you will, because of its shiny paint job, nothing hanging, very little drag, flies very, very well.
So what scares scares you when you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, and think about what could go wrong?
I haven't really thought too much about that. I try not to, peace of mind, obviously, and I'm sure my wife appreciates me not thinking about that stuff at night as well. But anything we do, both here in the Blue Angels and in the Navy Marine Corps, requires a lot of trust with your teammates or your squadron mates, and everything we're doing and everything people will see this weekend is kind of built on that trust. So we'll fly as close as 18 inches apart. So from where I'm sitting in the four spot, number two and number three's wingtips will be about 18 inches apart. And if I could take my hands off the control stick, I'd be able to touch each of their wingtips. And we'll do that at about 350 miles an hour. With that kind of speed and that close together, obviously we have to trust each other immensely because no one can move. And it's no different than our, you know, when you're flying off of an aircraft carrier, you trust that the guys on the deck are doing their job and the guys in the control tower are doing their job and even the other people airborne are doing their job, because otherwise you're going to have very dangerous situations, and that's how we mitigate the risk and keep everyone safe.
I see. So you feel confident as long as you do what you're trained to do and you know what you're doing, you don't have to worry about it.
I hope so. Yeah. So as long as everyone does what they need to be doing, and again, back to the trust thing, if we did have issues with trust, we wouldn't be able to fly this close, and we'd have to change the way we fly.
So what about pulling G's in this airplane? How many do you do, and how do you cope with that?
Well, we'll pull up to 7.5 times the force of gravity. So what that means, if you weigh 200 pounds, when pulling 7.5 G's, you'll weigh about 1,500 pounds. And what happens when you pull G's is all the blood that's providing oxygen to your brain will start to drain out and pool in your feet. And so to counter that, because we don't wear G-suits, which is very significant, especially pulling 7.5 times the force of gravity, as we're sitting there, and your listeners, if they're sitting in a chair at home, what we're going to do is we're going to squeeze our toes together, curl, kind of, if you're sitting flat on the floor, kind of curl your toes, like if you're on the beach, and while that'll engage your calves, and go ahead and squeeze kind of a beach ball between your knees, that'll engage your quads, you got your quads, your calves, lift yourself up in your seat, that's going to engage your glutes, and then crunch over like someone's going to punch you in the stomach. And you do all that at once, sitting in a 1G environment, your face is going to turn red because it's forcing the blood back up to your brain. So we're doing that constantly throughout the flight. It's about a 45 to 50 minute flight, so it's a great workout, just one flight. But that's how we combat the G's. And it's, you almost become adrenaline junkie, if you will, pulling 7.5 times the force of gravity, where you're looking forward to that each flight.
Yeah, I guess so. That's pretty intense. I didn't realize you'd be up for that long. That's quite a long ordeal. So so what's your favorite part of doing this, of being a Blue Angel?
By far my favorite part is on Fridays we get to visit schools and hospitals, and right now, of course, it's summer break, but getting just to talk to kids, because in high school, for me, it was actually a challenge to get into college, get into the Naval Academy. It took me an extra year, and I get to share that experience with them, because a lot of times kids don't have the reality that, hey, it's actually something I have to work hard towards. So get to share that message with them and hopefully inspire the next generation of sailors and Marines.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the Blue Angels or to check their air show schedule, go to blueangels.navy.mil. This is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.